Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 119 for Wednesday, October 28th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Wednesday morning, with declines in Chicago soybeans and a firmer Canadian dollar behind some of the early selling pressure. Canola is down $1 to $2, the November contract down $2.10 at $464.80 per ton. The nearby technical bias has shifted lower as yesterday's attempt at a corrective bounce proved short-lived. Ideas that Canada's canola crop likely ended up larger than originally thought weighed on prices as well. Improving weather forecasts out of South America were another bearish influence in the background, although traders also said that there are still more than enough areas of concern to keep some premiums in the market. Solid end-user demand provided support on a scale-down basis, as the domestic crush remains very active and export business is steady. Overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil and a steady tone in Chicago soy oil helped underpin canola as well. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower. Soybeans down 3 to 8 cents, the November contract down 8 at 8.83 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest is in its final stages and yield estimates continue to show improvement. That means more and more newly harvested supplies are becoming available. Bearish chart signals were another factor in beans, although nearby support was holding in early activity. Solid export demand helped underpin soybeans as well. Corn, it's down 3 to 4 cents, the December contract down 3 at 3.76 per bushel. Harvest pressure and the big U.S. crop were also bearish for corn, while increasing competition out of South America also was limiting export movement. Wheat is down 3 to 8 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 8 at 5.01 per bushel. Forecasts calling for some much-needed rain in the dry regions of the U.S. plains helped ease some of the weather-related concerns that had propped up wheat recently. Poor export demand weighed on prices as well, although production uncertainty in other wheat-growing regions of the world, including Australia and the Black Sea region, remained supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, October 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.